Yes. Hi, this is Michael. Did I reach PT Multi-Services Maintenance?
Yes.
Okay. Hi there. Nice to meet you, Michael here. I'm calling to you and speak about helping you get list your business on first page of Google, for advertising and
I already got that.
Oh, you already got Google?
No, yeah, I already got somebody working to get it to the first page. Actually, it's still in the process. What I really want somebody to do for me, I got that business listed before. Now I want to update the my information in Google Maps. Is that something you can do for me?
On Google Maps.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so
people can.
that information is there, but it's not accurate. Like my phone number, my website, my address, they're all wrong right now because I leased that business for a long time, and now everything got changed. Now I want to update that information to Google Maps. So that's basically what I need.
Okay, I think we could do that. So the information is phone number, website, and let me just take note of them. What else?
Address.
Address, okay. And is that it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I
Okay.
think that's
Okay, yeah, I think we can help you with this, sir. Well, actually, the reason we're calling today is we have that one first page position on Google that we're trying to fill up as well in your area, basically. But
Yeah, but I already got somebody working on that for me. So they are actually getting on the first page already. But the fact that my business is on, I got different services that I provide now, they try to push the other services to the first page of Google. But as far as the main service we offer, which is HVAC, I already got it on the first page of Google.
Okay, got it. So are you still in Powder Springs?
Yes.
Okay, Powder Springs, 30127. That's your right or correct
Oh.
address now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you give me just a few seconds here? So the service that you do now, I mean, the one that gets you the most profit, is it what, like home inspection or?
No, HVAC.
Oh, HVAC. Okay. Okay, so let me just check. Just give me a second. Yeah, actually, there would be a lots of things that needs to be updated. Like, for example, your home advisor as well. I mean, it doesn't say HVAC yet, but we can
Yeah,
definitely help you with this, sir.
I don't worry about Home Advisor because Home Advisor is no longer exists. It changed to into NGLease, and I don't really have my business. I don't get any business from them. So, what I mostly worry about is Google Maps.
Google Maps. Okay. So first off, okay, so let me just check. 'Cause the first page of Google, it shows like maybe five, six businesses like your competitors, let's say for HVAC. I mean, the one on first page now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with these companies, Kirkland Heating, Guardian Home Experts, Bardi Heating and Cooling, Westmark HVAC, Wilson Air Conditioning, Armato Heating and Air. I mean, have you heard of any one of those business names?
I'm not familiar with them, but I know I got my business on the first page because I check it and I see them. I use the keyword that they use and I got on the first page.
Oh, okay. I think I know what's going on now, sir. 'Cause you're using like the cache and cookies of Google, so. If, for example, if it's you that's really searching for your business, for example, or for HVAC, it would really show because it's like it saves up your history. That's why it shows up. But for example, me, this is the first time I talked to you, you know. I tried searching for it. It's not really on the first page yet, sir. I promise you. I mean, the one on the first page are those business names that I told you, basically.
Okay, and, hold on. I'm on the computer now. One second. Let me see something.
Sure.
Okay. If I say HVAC repair, new
try new incognito, sir. Incognito window. Open up an incognito window. Do you know how to open that in Google?
Yeah, but why I can just type it on Google? Because that's what people do. Just go to Google and type whatever the keyword is.
The reason is because if it's your computer, it would show, I mean, it would save up your history, you know, the cache and cookies, if you're familiar. It would save up on your computer, it would really show. I mean, if you would like to see the perspective of other people within your area that you wanted to get customers, try incognito window, sir. Yeah.
How to get to incognito again?
Okay, on the upper right, you see three dots.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you click that, you see below new incognito window.
No, incognito. I see new in private window, but not incognito.
Private window.
Okay.
And then from there, just try typing or searching HVAC services in Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127.
HVAC. But incognito, is that the same thing as Google? Maybe I should type Google in that first.
You could try using a Chrome browser. Like, do you know what browser do you use? Like, is it Google? Or is it Chrome or Internet Explorer, Mozilla? Or are you familiar with those?
I use not none of those. What's the name of that again?
Chrome is the Google browser, sir.
Okay. Let me try to use Chrome and see.
Okay.
Okay. Man, I just type it. I'm on the first one. The first one that shows my business.
Exactly.
On Google.
On Google. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you type to search?
I typed HVAC repair near me.
HVAC near me. Okay. Let's see.
HVAC repair near me.
Can you try this, sir? HVAC in Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127. Can you please type that? Because when you do, yeah, go ahead. Just try it, sir, so that you'll understand.
Okay. No, when I type that, I don't see. I got you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that's sponsor. Okay. Those sponsor not gonna be. They're not. It doesn't give me the other.
You could scroll down. You'll see like the local map of your area, and then on the left side you'll see some business names like Kirkland Heating, Westmark HVAC. Do you see that? Wilson Air Conditioning, Armato.
I see different. No, I see Wilson Air Conditioning, Westmark HVAC, Armato Heating. But I don't see him.
That's exactly what I see as well, sir, basically. Because when you type in, like, near me, it would use, you know, the cache and cookies.
Frustrated. Actually, I see it. When, at the bottom where it says show more, when I type it, I am on the, let me just show you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm in the fifth position.
Let me check. The name of your business, PT Multi Services,
yeah,
right?
Services Maintenance. Yeah, I see. It's on the fifth position. When I do it your way.
PT Multi?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure.
Showed me four. When there's something say show more, I type on it and it showed me.
Show more. Okay. What I see here, more businesses. So I click more businesses. And
okay. You don't see mine? You don't see PC services?
It's not there, sir, really. I promise you. I mean, our marketing team actually listed your business as one of the businesses that we can call, you know, to fill up that one position on first page that we're trying to fill up today. Basically, that's the reason why we're calling, sir. I promise you. I mean, it's not really there. I mean, I checked it as well because I was surprised when you said that you are already on the first page.
Well,
I mean, because if it is, you know, our marketing team, I would need to get that feedback from them. I need to tell them that you're not doing your job. You know what I mean? So
I see it both ways. I see it when I tried it the first time, and I see it the way you told me. I see it. It's right there. Before it, there is a company called AirTouch HVAC, and after it, there is a company called Stockton Air Care LLC.
Stockton. I mean, the name of your business, PT Multi Services Maintenance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see that?
I see. It's right in front of me.
Okay. All right. I understand that. Well, in that case, so... I'm not so sure. I was surprised, but you said you want to update info on Google Maps, you know, like your phone number.
Yeah,
website.
Is that something you can do for me?
Actually, let me ask my director in your area. Just give me a few seconds, okay?
Okay.
I actually just asked. I'm just waiting for a reply. Hold on just a second. Okay, so about that, sir, I got a response. I mean, actually, we cannot do it on our end, you know, to update the Google Maps. I think you would need to, like, there's a link from Google help, you know, that you can send them an email or something.
That's why that by my now. Doesn't work. That's why I tried to get somebody to do it for me. But if you can do it, that's fine. I'll keep looking to see if I can find somebody to do it for me.
Okay, sure. No problem. Thank you so much for your time, and have a good one, okay?
All right, you too.
All right.